Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3, and now it's time for Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest in property sector news and updates. Now, despite uncertainty from the COVID-19 pandemic, property prices and transactions in Singapore have continued to rise. More than ever, Singaporeans have been searching for objective expert advice to help them during their property search. Now, Property Guru's online property Q&A forum, it's called Ask Guru, saw an 80% increase in monthly average inquiries around home ownership. So lots of people want to know what they need to do. Now, this signals demand for professional advice on home buying amid the pandemic. To find out more, we're joined now by Dr. Tan Tee Koon, and he's the Singapore Country Manager at Property Guru. Dr. Tan, welcome back to Primetime.
Hi, Rachel. It is my pleasure to be on air with you again.
It's always good to have you with us, Dr. Tan. I hope you've been keeping well.
Thank you. I have been, and I trust you are too.
Yes, yes. Very well. Thank you. So first of all, Dr. Tan, tell us more about the latest findings from your online Q&A forum, Ask Guru. Any surprises there? I mean, 80%, that's quite an increase. But what kind of things did people want to find out about?
Yeah, that's right, Rachel. Our Ask Guru data showed an overwhelming 80% increase in monthly average inquiries this year, with more Singaporeans searching for answers to housing-related questions. This finding is not too surprising, but underlines the demand for professional advice around home buying amid the uncertainty from the COVID-19 pandemic and also rising property prices.
So Dr. Tan, what were the most common types of housing-related inquiries that you received on Ask Guru? What did people want to know? What were they stuck on?
Yeah, so Rachel, housing affordability and the process of property transactions are among the top focus areas when it comes to housing-related inquiries received on Ask Guru. Specifically, more home seekers are expressing an interest in right-sizing to a specific property type and location, and also the possible implications of home financing amid the pandemic. Our mortgage marketplace, Property Guru Finance, has also received a lot of home financing inquiries from Singapore home buyers since the start of the pandemic.
Yeah, and I think right-sizing is a key term there, because quite often we see our dream home and it may be a little bit beyond our budget, but it's important, isn't it, to look at something that is within our means, but at the same time fits all of our criteria.
Yeah, you are right. Home ownership is a journey. And in a lifetime, one may possibly own an average of 3 to 4 properties. Mm-hmm. While it is common for property seekers to right-size their home ownership expectations based on their housing needs, such as the larger home to accommodate remote working, it is also important to make sure, like you rightly pointed out, that they aren't overstretching themselves financially, especially during this current economic climate.
We're speaking with Dr. Tan Tee Koon, Singapore Country Manager at Property Guru. So Dr. Tan, looking at the findings from Ask Guru and the overall property purchase trend, let's bridge those two together. What does this mean in terms of home ownership and buying patterns here in Singapore?
Yeah, Rachel, the upswing in housing-related inquiries on Ask Guru can be attributed to an emerging preference among Singaporeans for more spacious homes amid remote work and the opportunity to enter the property market as interest rates are low. So the average number of home searches for properties larger than 1,220 square feet for sale and lease on Property Guru saw a 38.4% year-on-year increase between the months of March and December from 2019 to 2020. On the ground, we are also seeing more developers, including more flexible spaces that can accommodate a study area or home office to support remote work in their projects. Furthermore, no two home buying journeys are ever exactly the same, and the complexity of owning a home in Singapore certainly grows with the uncertainty brought upon by the pandemic.
That's such an important point as well, and you don't know what's going to happen There are multiple things that could take place during your property purchase journey. So talk to us about home prices in Singapore, Dr. Tan, because they have been inching up despite the pandemic. So is it still a good time to buy?
That's a million-dollar question, isn't it, Rachel? Yeah, the increase in home prices is in tandem with demand over the last five quarters, and also the decline in property inventory since the start of 2020. However, the price increase has been relatively modest, on average 2.5% for non-landed residential properties in the first quarter of 2021. Developers and sellers continue to price their properties in a rather sweet spot manner to appeal to buyers during the pandemic. That said, property seekers should proceed with cautious optimism. Research your property options well and consult agent partners if you are already engaging one. And property buyers looking to upgrade to a private property should first work out their sums by making sure their mortgage payments are within their comfortability, and always plan for some financial safety net for rainy days, especially given the current uncertain economic environment.
And speaking of finances, Dr. Tan, I understand in light of, you know, your Ask Guru findings, Property Guru has launched a hashtag Find Finance Own, is that correct? A brand campaign. Can you share details about this? I mean, I understand it's got real life stories to showcase how tools and resources can help home seekers.
Yes, certainly. We believe that everyone should have a place to call home. Our latest Find, Finance and Own campaign takes on a real-life and relatable story approach through a video series which spotlights actual heartwarming stories of Singaporean families overcoming different obstacles in search of their dream home. We would like the broader community of home seekers in Singapore to know that they are not alone in their journey of finding their dream homes. This starts with shining a light on the resources they can turn to for their home ownership plans, including our online property guides and communities like Ask Guru.
So lastly, Dr. Tan, any tips or advice for consumers who are looking to purchase property amid the current economic climate?
Well, it is undeniable that the impact of COVID-19 has created ripples throughout Singapore, not just the property market, but other parts of businesses as well. So those looking to purchase property now, particularly first-time buyers, should right-size and time their purchases to the ebb and flow of property prices and policy changes, the latter of which are likely to benefit them in their home buying journey in the long term. As always, buyers should ensure they have sufficient savings and are able to service their property mortgage loan in the long term in the event of financial exigencies.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Tan, thank you as always for being so insightful and sharing with us today.
Thank you, Rachel. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Dr. Tan Tee Koon, Singapore Country Manager and Property Guru. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.